We are going to talk a little bit about Hero Dogs and why there is a need for this organization, what help they are looking for. Carrie McBeth is joining us now, founder and executive director of Hero Dogs Pet Therapy Society. Carrie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning to you. I've seen some of the pictures of these dogs. They look absolutely beautiful. Can you give us a little bit of the background, though? What is the Hero Dogs Pet Therapy Society?
Sure. So what Hero Dogs is we provide mental wellness breaks, or what I call a pause from the pressure, for our healthcare workers within the critical care units of hospitals in British Columbia.
And how long have you been doing this, or has this been in place?
This is actually a newer venture for me, Jill. My former business fell to the pandemic, and I've been volunteering in pet therapy for over 15 years. And through this program that they started at Vancouver General Hospital, which was canine-assisted wellness visits for healthcare workers, I saw an incredible demand and need, and also saw the profound impact that these dogs had on the mental health of our healthcare workers. So I decided to make that my full-time thing. And now it is our goal to help and to support in any type of mental health for our healthcare workers. Because let's be serious, if our mental health, the mental health of our healthcare workers is positive, that's just better healthcare for everyone in BC.
And how much time do the dogs spend with the healthcare workers? What does that look like?
Typically, a wellness visit, Jill, will be anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes. Research has shown that after that period of time, the stress level of the animal will start to go up, and we don't want to put an animal into a stressful position. But sometimes, I know I've walked in with Dr. Burke before into VGH, and we walk right back out because he's having a bad day and he's not on it. So it's really important with our training that we teach our handlers to know their dog's body language to see if they're stressed or not.
That makes sense. And what do they typically do as far as what does the interaction look like with healthcare workers?
Sure. So for us specifically, we focus on critical care. So what we do is we go into the unit, and it's really beautiful, Jill, to see how smiles light up. Now, we're specifically focused on the healthcare workers, but you also see, the families that are there. It's a really intense area. So essentially, you'll go and you'll visit each of the healthcare workers because it's a one-to-one environment in critical care. We walk to them. They have a couple of minutes. Again, we call it a pause from the pressure, and it just lowers their cortisol levels, puts a smile on their face. And sometimes we've even seen it that some of the healthcare workers, Jill, have broken down. They're having bad days and they didn't even know. So it really just is they're providing a brief pause.
And where do you get the dogs as far as, I know we've talked to other organizations that have therapy dogs and service dogs, but where do the Hero Dogs come from?
Sure. So we've actually now gone on a campaign. Again, we are a newer organization. And so we started Hero Dogs. What we do is we're putting it out there. And what's really beautiful, Jill, is that actually some of the healthcare workers are going out and recruiting for us. They meet wonderful dogs and they say, you need to join the Hero Dogs. You need to have this. Obviously, we are now, the demand for the Hero Dogs, Jill, is incredible right now. We have a need to grow. So the hospital requests for us and these dogs have been remarkable. So for us now, we've actually partnered with Audlin Brown, and they're providing us with the resources to be able to grow, to train, and to place these dogs into more hospitals. So they're actually coming to us, but now we're putting the message out, we need more dogs. We need help for our healthcare workers in BC.
And do you need volunteers as well, or how do the dogs learn kind of how to navigate the healthcare settings and how to offer up that support that people are looking for?
Sure. So the first thing, Jill, what we do as our organization is the dog needs to go through the Canine Good Neighbor program. Essentially, it's an advanced obedience that the Canadian Kennel Club puts on. If they pass that, they've been deemed, okay, we would like to join Hero Dogs. We go now through a process because it's not just about the dog, it's also about the handler, Jill. They're going into an environment that is high stress level. There's a lot going on, heightened smells, lots of loud noises. So we actually do additional training for both the handler and the dog to be involved in the critical setting. And when they've been deemed that it works for them, it works for the handler, it works for the dog, then they graduate and they become a Hero Dog and they get their Hero Cape, and then we place them into a facility that's going to work for them.
And when you talked about people as well, or that you need more dog owners to join the team, are you looking for specific or people to make a specific kind of time commitment, or what does that look like?
Sure. That depends on the individual, Jill. Any volunteering is amazing. So we have some going in weekly. We also have some going in monthly. It's a little bit different in the hospital setting because shifts are changing. So if somebody needs to change a time or change a day, it's not as detrimental as for the dog safe going into an elder care facility where they are relying on it. So it really depends on the handler. And we have a really solid chat with them to find out what their schedule will permit. And we really try to place them based on that.
And you mentioned Burke, or Dogter Burke, the dog that you started with. What was that like when you started out with the first hero dog and started up this whole operation?
It was amazing. We were part of a pilot project that actually started just before COVID, and it was with Vancouver Coastal Health. And this program was, again, to put dogs into the hospitals and specifically in the critical care. Then the pandemic hit. There was a hiatus on the dogs going to the hospital. But when we went back, Jill, it was remarkable. And right away, it was really cute. One of the ICU docs actually named Burke Dr. Burke and claimed he had a PhD in woofology. So it was a beautiful environment, but I saw a need, Jill. It was truly remarkable. And as much as Burke is great, he loves it. He's a Bernese Mountain Dog, a big love bug. I saw an opportunity to grow this and to truly take care of our healthcare workers through this type of program. And I decided, hey, let's do this. And Hero Dogs was born.
And have you run into any scenarios where, I love dogs and would love to be part of this, but have you run into any scenarios in healthcare settings where maybe people are a little uneasy or a little fearful of dogs?
Absolutely. And we really take note of that, Jill. Certain areas we go into where there are people, and it's our responsibility as Hero Dogs to ensure that when we're going in to visit in these particular areas, that everybody is okay with the dog. And again, we train our volunteers to be mindful. And if we know somebody, don't make them feel guilty and just let them go. It doesn't have to be a big production. There's enough people within that setting that are just beside themselves when the dogs walk in, Jill. So, it's our responsibility to know and to steer clear of those individuals. It's actually really quite funny, Jill, to watch once the dogs go into the hospital, the smiles on the faces just as we're going through the hallway. So it's not just the healthcare people, but it's also people who are there, patients, families of patients. The stress level just goes down and the happiness hormones are just completely boosted.
And are you looking to expand the number of hospitals, or how many are you in so far?
Absolutely. VGH is our home hospital, Vancouver General Hospital, and it's the goal of Hero Dogs to have a dog in every critical care setting in a hospital throughout British Columbia. That is our ultimate goal, and we need dogs, and we need some partners to help us achieve that goal.
All right, so where can people learn more if they're interested in maybe seeing if they can volunteer or interested in learning more about Hero Dogs? Where can they do that?
So our website is herodogs.org, and dogs is spelled D-A-W-G-S. And for those who just want to see some of the work that we're doing, our Instagram is herodogs. And it's really beautiful, Jill, just to see the power that these animals are having on the mental health of our healthcare professionals.
Well, it's a great initiative. And like you said, you can just kind of, in many cases, see the stress melting away from people. Carrie, we'll leave it there for today, but thanks so much. It was great chatting with you.
Thank you so much, Jill. Have a woof-tastic day.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.